You're listening to SBS News.
Pressure continues to mount in Canberra for a federal integrity commission. The government says the coronavirus crisis has forced it to delay plans which have been in progress since 2018. But Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says that's not good enough.
This Morrison government is a dumpster fire of ministerial scandal. And we have a Prime Minister who shows confected outrage about Australia Post, but is almost entirely silent about all of the other scandals which seem to engulf a big portion of his cabinet.
Referring to the purchase of land for Sydney's second airport, former government minister Barnaby Joyce also says questions need to be answered.
Leppington, most definitely. I mean, you can't sell something for $30 plus million that is only worth three. I mean, that is just so out of bounds. It's beyond incompetency. There's something that needs to be delved into there and an answer needs to be found.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese raised the matter in Question Time, saying with the enormous amount of government spending amid the pandemic, intense scrutiny is needed now more than ever before.
This country is heading towards $1 trillion of Liberal debt. The most recent budget contained more than 30 buckets of money with more than $5.7 billion of discretionary funds. Don't taxpayers have a right to know their money is being spent honestly and wisely? And why won't this government legislate for a National Integrity Commission?
The Prime Minister, though, says the measures are much needed and the opposition is being unduly negative.
Questioning the expenditure that this government is putting in to ensure that this country recovers from the COVID-19 recession.
And with the JobSeeker supplement currently scheduled to end on New Year's Eve, now the Prime Minister has given his strongest hint yet that the payments won't yet return to the pre-COVID rate of $40 a day.
That people can expect the COVID supplement to be going forward beyond the end of this year and at the precise level and the arrangements that would sit around that are matters that the government is considering now and will be doing so over the next couple of weeks.
Meanwhile, questions have been raised over the government's $4 billion JobMaker hiring credit. Questioned by Labor Senator Katie Gallagher in Budget Estimates, Deputy Treasury Secretary Jenny Wilkinson admitted the scheme will create as few as 45,000 additional new jobs, not the 450,000 the government initially claimed.
Can you give me a number, or is it?
Well, 10% of 450,000, about 45,000.
Which is not the same as 450,000 jobs being created.
It's not the same as 450,000 jobs being created.
And after 17 sessions in opposition and 21 in government, Australia's longest-serving finance minister, Matthias Cormann, has had his last Senate estimates.
We really are very fortunate in Australia. This is my last occasion that I'll be with you in this room, but I'll continue to watch your work from afar as a committed citizen of Australia, committed citizen of our great country that wishes you all the very best for your future endeavours. Thank you so much for the way you've all engaged with me, and I wish you all the very best.
Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.